Can we start it?
I'm keeping it. Welcome to Living in Hi-Fi. I'm Steve.
And I'm Felicity. This is a podcast about records. Today's album is Teche Bulu by Hailu Mergia and the Wailayas Band.
And I'd like to apologize in advance for our pronunciation in this episode.
This album was originally released in 1977 in Ethiopia, and our copy is from the 2014 re-release by Awesome Tapes from Africa.
So this is kind of an interesting album because it isn't a vintage record. It is, as Felicity said, a 2014 release, and we just got it within the last year. We actually went to see the band Beirut perform at the Lincoln Theater in D.C., and Hailu Mergia was the opening act, and this is the first we had heard of him, but they had a couple of his records for sale, and, you know, looking out for interesting things, we decided to go ahead and purchase them even before we heard him perform. But I found his performance to be quite awesome, and so I'm glad that we did pick them up.
Yeah, so in that performance at the Lincoln Theater, he had brought two guys with him. So it was a trio, and he played the accordion, he played keyboards, I think he also played melodica. And those guys just seemed like just the coolest dudes.
Yeah, agreed. They were just having an awesome jam session, and I think they really had the support of the crowd, so it was just all around quite an awesome performance. So this album, it has a picture of Hailu Mergia, I guess, circa 1977 on the front with keyboard and some drums in the background. I don't know, pretty generic sort of album cover, but looking pretty good. And it's got a lot of Ethiopian script on the front and as well as the back, I guess. So a lot of the original text is in Ethiopian, as I guess this album was originally released in Ethiopia. So
yeah, so it's a little bit difficult to understand really anything about the album. The description is all in Ethiopian, although it does list the musicians' names and the track titles in transcribed in English as well. So,
and I think the album did come with an insert that has some more information, but
oh, okay.
To be honest, I didn't read it. So
no, I obviously I didn't either. So that's probably worth revisiting at some point.
Yeah. So Felicity, why don't you introduce your clip?
Sure. So what I chose for us to listen to today is the song called Musikawi Silt. And again, apologizing for terrible pronunciation. Apparently, this was a really popular Ethiopian tune, and to me, this sounds like really accessible. It's really funky, really jazzy. It definitely has just kind of a classic 1970s sound to it, and it's just, I think it embodies the coolness of Hailu Mergia pretty well.
And after you had mentioned this to me, now this album really seems to me like it is the soundtrack to some sort of, you know, 70s blaxploitation film. It sounds like it could be right up there alongside of, you know, the soundtrack to Superfly or something.
I think so, too.
So I could definitely see a movie using this as the soundtrack. If there wasn't one, I think there should be.
Yeah, I think so, too.
So what do you know about Hailemergia or the Wilias Band?
So when we went to that Beirut concert, I had no idea who Hailemergia was. I recognized the script on the album cover as, you know, maybe some sort of Middle Eastern or African script. And it wasn't until we got home and I did some research that, in fact, Hailemergia lives right here in D.C. And in fact, he is a taxi driver. And if you go, I think, to the Washington Cab Company, you need to ride to the airport, Hailemergia could be your cab driver. And so apparently he, as we discussed, he's from Ethiopia. His band was from Ethiopia. They were really popular in the 70s in Ethiopia. And in the late 1970s, it sounds like there was some political troubles in Ethiopia. And at the same time, they were the Wilias Band. His band was gaining a lot of popularity. So they decided to tour the U.S. in 1981. And during that tour, Hailemergia and a couple of his other bandmates decided to stay in the U.S. So they're known for sort of this contemporary, jazzy, funky spin on traditional Ethiopian music. And he has just been hanging around in D.C. and continuing to make music.
All right. So my pick here for this album is the title track, which I think, you know, it's sort of, as you said, it's sort of funky, very accessible kind of song. So let's take a listen.
I've actually been listening to kind of a lot of African-influenced music recently, although it hasn't been from Ethiopia. But in this particular song, I can hear a lot of the structure of the melody that is similar to some of the African music that I've been listening to. I've been listening to that Sin Cane album that you were super into like last year, and for some reason I was like, this is awesome, and now I'm super into it. So he's originally from Sudan. I've been listening to some Western African music and some like West African blues, and I can hear a little bit of similar structure in this piece, although it's got that really like funky synthesized piano thing going on, and it's just cool. Like this song has just, again, like a lot of coolness to it. I think the one that I picked out was a little bit more funkier, and this one's a little bit more mellow, but the whole album is just cool.
And so the thing I have to say about this is, when I was growing up, I played the oboe, and playing the oboe, a lot of classical music that you could play for it, but my heart never being in those classical pieces, I would oftentimes kind of play some freestyle tunes on the oboe, and I feel like if I were to play keyboards, this would be right up the alley of what I would, you know, improvise when I was playing on the oboe.
I think maybe you should take that up again. It sounds like some pretty funky oboe playing you've got planned there.
So this record, being as we bought it new, you know, is in mint condition, and I'd definitely say it's worth picking up. You can listen to it. It's on Tidal. I think it's on Apple Music. So you can stream it, and, you know, you could find, I think, it on CD as well.
Yeah, and I think it's worth mentioning that this awesome Tapes from Africa company that re-released the album, that's the... you know, the label that we bought it from. You know, I don't know how this guy does it. I think it really is just like a one guy operation that is Awesome Tapes from Africa. But the transfer, I think, is really good onto LP. And it's worth supporting independent artists and independent people that just want to get awesome music out. And there's a link on our website if you check out the show notes for this episode. It's episode 4.
So livinginhifi.com/episode/4.
Yeah. So if you go there, you can check out, there's a link to where to buy albums from Awesome Tapes from Africa. I'd definitely be interested in checking out what his other selections are, because I think this album is awesome, and that gives me some confidence that he's also picked other awesome albums from Africa.
And be sure to check out our show notes for a short documentary and interview with Hailu Murgia by Far Out Sounds. Very informative, very interesting.
And I think made with a lot of sensitivity, and it really shows what a passionate artist he is, and just how cool it is to have a balance of a real life job and continue passion for music.
Okay, so follow us on Twitter at Living in Hi-Fi. Or send us an email to feedback@livinginhifi.com. And join us next week when we take a trip to the Tyrol and visit the Alps. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.